A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Dav Chav Ches. Moed Katan 28a. Pagination is 55. In the wide lines, look about halfway down in the wide. At the end of a line, Omar Rava, Rava said, Chaye Bonei Umizoni, long life, children, and sustenance, how wealthy a person will be. Lo bezuchusa tal yomilsa, does not depend on merit, Rava teaches. Ela bemazla tal yomilsa, it depends on mazel, on predestiny. Some people translate mazel luck. I don't know where that leaves us in understanding mazel. A person is born with a mazel, with a certain destiny, perhaps based on astrology, if we know what the astrological signs mean. And Rava's teaching that there's a starting point in which Chaye, Bani, Umizoni, these three things, long life, children, and wealth, are decided. And Rava explained, Da Rabba v'Rav Chisda, because we have an example of Rabba and Rav Chisda, Tarvayu Rabbonon Tzadiki Havu, both tremendous tzadikim. Mar Matzli v'Osa Mitra, one would daven and rain would come instantly, Umar Matzli v'Osa Mitra, and the other would daven and rain would come instantly. You could tell that as far as merit, they're both way up there. Rav Chisda Chaya Tishin V'Tartin Shinin, Rav Chisda lived for 92 years. Rabba Chaya Arboin, and Rabba only lived for 40. Be Rav Chisda Shiten Hilulei, in the house of Rav Chisda there were 60 chasnas. In other words, children were abundant. Be Rabba Shiten Tichli, and in the house of Rabba there were 60 mornings. It was difficult. Be Rav Chisda Semida Lekalbi V'lo Mitba'i. In the house of Rav Chisda, fine flour was abundant. They gave it to the dogs, and they didn't even want it. They had plenty of food. Be Rabba, and in the house of Rabba, Nama Desairi, barley for Le'inchi. They wanted to feed the people, V'lo Mishtakech, and they had trouble even getting barley bread onto the table. So we see here Rava's perspective by way of illustration of two great rabbis that he knew, that Bani, Chayi, Umizoni, these three things are predestined and they have nothing to do with how saintly and great the person is. V'omar Rava, and Rava taught, Hani Telas Mili, these three things, Bo'i Kami Shemaya, I davened in front of Hashem, and I was able to achieve two of them. So that through prayer, one can change certain things. Tarti yavuli, chada lo yavuli. Of the three things I asked, two were given to me, one was not. Chuchmase de Rav Huna, I wanted the wisdom of Rav Huna. Ve'usre de Rav Chisda, and the wealth of Rav Chisda. V'yavuli, and they gave it to me. And v'sunuse de Rabba bar Rav Huna lo yavuli, but I wanted the humility of Rabba bar Rav Huna, and that they did not give it to me. They did not help me to achieve it. The Marsha points out that normally we say Hakobi de shemayim chutz miyirah shemayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for fear of heaven. If it's a blessing, so then you can achieve it through prayer. And Rava is teaching, I was able to change the destiny. Prayer works. But when it comes to Yirah Shamayim, when it comes to fear of heaven, when it comes to spiritual endeavor, it's not in the hands of heaven. That's your job assignment. That's what you're supposed to accomplish. How could it be that he asked for Anvesenuse de Rabba bar Rav Huna and was surprised that they didn't give it to him? Humility is a personal self-improvement trait. How could he expect heaven to give it to him? And the Marsha answers that what Rava is referring to here is that habolitai mesayinoso. If a person makes the effort, then in heaven they assist him. And he really wanted this, and he wanted help, and certainly he did work on it, but nevertheless, Rava is describing how this he was not able to achieve. Now, there is a general topic which Tosfos alludes to here, called Ein Mazel LeYisrael. There's no such thing as luck or mazel, predestiny, to the Jewish people. In other words, a person's difficult straits can be changed or ameliorated by prayer. But there are exceptions. Generally, we say Ein Mazel LeYisrael, and a person through prayer and good deeds can change the mazel favorably. However, we encounter a concept of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, a great sage who was poverty-stricken. And Hashem's question to him was, you're praying for change. Nichalach da achriv alma? Would you like me to destroy the world? Ulai ivraya beidna demizoni, in order that you could be born with a different mazel? It seems like Hashem is answering that anything short of recreation of the world to try to get your dice to land better, anything short of that is not going to help you. What does it mean on the one hand, Ein Mazel LeYisrael, we can change it through prayer and good deeds, and what does it mean on the other hand, that Hashem says to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, I can't do anything for you in the current setup of the world? So I heard a beautiful insight from Rabbi Lef, and he said that sometimes you could come to a doctor and the doctor says, the only way I can cure you is through a very painful surgery. But if you want, maybe you could go through therapy, and if you do the therapy well, maybe the surgery won't be necessary. And the person goes through the therapy, or perhaps a person comes to the doctor, and the doctor says, the only thing I can do for you is some bitter medicine, really bad, unless you follow the following regimen, and if you follow this protocol, then perhaps I can do the same thing, but I'll be able to use a sweet medicine, a different therapy method. So Rabbi Lef said that sometimes the mazel that a person has is simply that he has to get to a certain place. We don't really care how he gets to a certain place. A person perhaps has to reach a level of humility or a place of overcoming adversity. But if a person plays the game sincerely, he can reach a point where he davens and he does good deeds to the point that Hashem says, you know, I think I can get you to the place you need to be with a sweet medicine, or I can get you to that place through therapy instead of painful surgery. And those are all cases where the mazel was not an intrinsic part of his destiny. It was just like the normal way to reach his destiny. But if you can get to your destiny, your fulfillment in a different way, that's fine by us. Sometimes, however, the destiny is linked to a person's mission, and you can't change the two. The way you're going to get there and what you need to accomplish are linked. If a person's destiny and mission are described as serving Hashem despite adversity, if that is the essence of his mission, as it seems Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos was assigned the mission in this world, so then there's no way to change that other than to redo the world and redo the job assignments. And therefore we find that sometimes we describe it as Ein Mazel LeYisrael, you can daven and do good deeds and make your way out of the mazel to a better place. And sometimes the mazel is literally a specific job assignment. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.